brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ago, my radio show exposed the death of Bin Laden, and he would be rolled out at a later date. He's going to be joining us to take your phone calls for military callers, but let's continue with calls right now quickly. Roy in Montana, then we're going to Tom. Roy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just first-time caller, and, I found you on the internet, and what I wanted to call and tell you is my son is a force recon sniper. And he was just got out of his deployment in Afghanistan, and now he said they're having him fill out all the deployment paperwork again. And I asked him, I said, why are they doing that? Are you going back? He said, no, they're going to deploy us into Syria on the Turkey border. Well, the media says that, Turkey won't allow us to go on the border or whatever, but he said his company is the first.
No, that's already going on. They're on the Jordanian side, too. It's admitted that U.S. troops are surrounding and funding the peaceful al-Qaeda. And again, I'm not saying Assad's good, but I got to have TSA stick their hands down my pants because of al-Qaeda. But al-Qaeda works with NATO? I mean, come on.
Yeah. And another thing I was wondering, you probably already know about this, but the Freedom Group that's been buying up these gun manufacturers like Bushmaster, Marlin, Remington, DPS, they're owned by Service, I can't pronounce it, Capital Management, who is run by George Soros. They bought up like six gun manufacturers so far.
Yeah, that was even in the New York Times a few months ago. Very, very scary. And that's why you see so much anti-gun stuff from the big manufacturers not defending themselves. That's why it's important to buy from the smaller and mediums that are being harassed by the globalists to make sure that we because you've got to vote with your dollars. And the system's coming after the Second Amendment. What did Obama promise Sarah Brady last year? It's on record in the Washington Times. He said, don't worry, I'm going to get their guns under the radar. I mean, these are terrorists. I'm going to say that again. Criminal terrorist. I'll tell you, he has courage. You got to agree with him. I've said it before he said it, and I know he's a listener. We've had him on. But Ted Nugent, when he says these are criminals, these are anti-American criminals. They have been caught doing this. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, one quick thing. I have a new name for you for the media, the mainstream disinfo propaganda machine. My 14-year-old son kind of had a funny story this morning. He came up with a little, there was a woman standing at the door during Halloween, and there was a pirate, a ghost, and a little kid standing in a suit. And she said, oh, I can see you're a pirate, and I can see you're a ghost, but what are you? The little kid in the suit looks up and says, I'm the government. I'm the biggest monster of all.
Well said. It is the greatest monster. God bless you, sir. Say hi to your son for me. Good joke. Tom in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'm calling from FEMA Region 4. Two quick points that I'd like you to look into, piggybacking on one of the stories you did a couple weeks ago. I have a cousin who's married to a soldier stationed out at Stewart, Brigade Homeland, who told her that the guys that blew up that fella's house in Roswell, they were wearing Fulton County Marshal's uniforms, which is why your Roswell police, all those guys were off duty that day, but that they were actually soldiers from Stewart that did it. You look into that. Number two, the former Viper squads that have been hanging out on Interstate 40 as you go into Memphis in the little cutoff there where it goes down from 70 to 55 have moved eastward, and now on all of their vehicles it says District 23 Police. So I stopped and asked a guy at the rest area, hey, where's the 23rd District in Tennessee? And he said, man, I don't know what that is. There's no such thing. Those are TSA guys on the interstates in Tennessee on Interstate 40.
No, stay there. Exactly. It's like in Romancing the Stone where Colonel Zulu or whatever, it all puts new patches on every 5 minutes. I got Pachenik coming up, but I want to talk about troops because, well, stay there. This is big.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to Steve Pachinik, Dr. Pachinik, here in just a moment with breaking analysis, how it ties into Obama's visit to Afghanistan and a lot more. We're going to be taking military phone calls. I'm going to give that number out, but let me just stop right there. We just got a caller, Tom in Georgia, and I want him to recap what he said. A few weeks ago, a Mr. Words was killed in a town outside of Atlanta, a pretty big town, Roswell. We sent our film crew there. The house was basically blown up and burned out. They wanted the land for an environmental biosphere. They'd already taken a bunch of other land. He'd been legally having a few dozen chickens for a long time on his acreage. They kept siding him. He kept winning. Then somebody poisoned his chickens. Then the house blew up. Our guys get there because there's been some discussion of foul play, and they won't say whether it was the police or the sheriff's department, but witnesses say it was younger men in sheriff's department outfits. They call them marshals there in that county. But the sheriff says on record, and I have the local papers, that he had no deputies involved. Now, this caller says he has a military source, and I want him to repeat this because it rings true with my information. We had the police basically threaten to arrest our crew. They said they couldn't tape the courthouse, the city building, the city hall, couldn't go in it. This is on video. Can't tape it. Threatening them like it's North Korea or something. Darren McBreen and Marcos Morales. acting very suspicious, saying we were all off duty that day. The entire police department says they're off duty. This is a big town. I mean, the city hall looks like a capital in many states. So all of this is going on. The big marble steps, whole nine yards. And then everybody says it's the sheriff's department, but they say, no, they weren't there. Now, the caller said he talked to Brigade Homeland, and that's where it's based. They're at that fort. He's going to repeat it. That are going to operate domestically. You see a mass shooting, Marines are out armed. Marines at DWI checkpoints. Army. In the Army Times saying, yeah, we're going to pull triggers on Americans. That's a quote. We're going to expand out from 4,000. This is in 2008. In the next 5 years, here we are. You can pull up these quotes. And we're going to Dr. Pachinik, but this is breaking. We're going to expand out to 379,000 troops in America to deal with civil unrest. Now Obama has NDAA. Now he tells Congress he'll launch wars without approval. We're not in Kansas anymore. They're getting this country ready. I don't think they're going to get away with it because the military's waking up. The police, not so much. But the military is. Now, that said, he calls in and says, yeah, the person I know at the base says, look into this, Alex. It was really troops from there. Folks, I've got in Road to Tyranny, Army and Marines, one Marine Corps captain. Later became a software engineer and, you know, lives in a mansion. Point is, he ran to an Army checkpoint and got mad and spoke to me in 2000. Showed me photos, all of it. He was a Marine. In 88, they would, in Norfolk, Virginia, they would raid gun dealers' homes with Marines in police outfits. This is a long-term program now confirmed. Totally illegal. And my gut told me send reporters there. And I, from this information, we need to check into it. We need FOIAs, all of it. I'm putting attention on this. It could, folks, there's a very good chance. That, again, they're trying to test and see, can they get, when people are dug in their houses, have the military kill them. Just like they used Delta Force at Waco and to blow up the church records vault in there with a shape charge. General Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, broke that down. I'm going to go to Dr. Pachinik. I apologize for having to hold, but this is breaking news. So we'll hold a little bit in the next hour to catch up on time to take military calls as well. But, sir, repeat everything you just said on air, because some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes. Who this person is, the fort, where Brigade Homeland is based, everything you said like tumblers just clicked as that I believe you. But we've got to ferret this now. This is chilling. The police act like they are scared to death there in that town. So does the sheriff. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Alex. I have a relative who's married to a soldier stationed at Stuart in the Brigade Homeland. Now, this is why I was saying I wanted you to check into it. There's a lot of soldiers there that want to have an outlet to talk about this. They're training, and another story that you were telling about the DNR up in Michigan coincides with what's going on. They're taking these guys from Fort Stuart all over the country because you think about it. People in DNR in Michigan, they're the neighbors of these guys, these pig farms they're raiding. What they're training the guys at Stuart...
No. I know what they're... Exactly. It is the governor's council and the rural council that is the Pentagon. It's military occupation with local cadres of goons. This is hellish. This is Red Dawn in slow motion. It's happening. I can't believe it.
But what they're training the guys at Stuart to do in their day-to-day training is wear police uniforms of these different parts of the country, like Fulton County Marshals. They're training in these local uniforms, and the soldiers are like, why are we doing this? You know, you have a lot of dissent within the ranks out there at Stuart. If you can get guys out there to interview them, you'll have – and I'm not just talking –
No, sir, I'm already aware of it. I was already – when you mentioned this this District 23 group and all that, Tennessee's the major testing ground, but now it's expanding. They have TSA in fake local made-up outfits now. I mean, this is directly out of the worst communist dictatorships. I mean, this is so hellish. This is where the secret police aren't just wearing masks. They're putting on different uniforms. I mean, this is so evil. So listen, yes, we'll have a show tomorrow or an hour or so where we have Fort Stuart troops call in. And quite frankly, that's a lead we already had. And the police were looking like they'd killed people when we bring this up. I mean, and the sheriff says he wasn't there and his people weren't. This is so evil. And they probably killed that guy. Anything else? I mean, are they saying the military killed him, or are they just saying they were there?
All of it, like I said, this is from the wife. I'm related to the wife of this soldier. They were deployed. He wasn't in the group that was deployed, but they deployed to that incident. They're deploying all over the country in local law enforcement uniforms. They're training in the uniforms at Stewart that they're going to deploy.
Oh, no. Let me stop you. The FBI, by accident, pulled up to us in 98 on the day after Thanksgiving, north of Austin, and said, okay, stop filming the military at this checkpoint. But here's the press release. It was not a press release. It said, do not destroy. Or maybe the guy was a friend, but it was an FBI guy. Gave Mike Hansen, my camera guy, the document that said, do not give to the public. This is restricted. We're here to respond 24 hours a day to warrant service, whatever you need, helicopters, anything. Yeah, no, it's very old program. They're just now getting ready to roll it out. God bless you. Thank you so much, sir. Dr. Pachinik. I want to compartmentalize this now. I want to come back from break and get into the Bin Laden fable. I don't want to mix things here, and I want to tell folks who Dr. Pachinik is, but I want to get a few minutes from you. Okay, so we lost his phone. Okay, he's on a cell phone. It was dropping. But we're going to go back to Dr. Pachinik because I want to break this down with him. But I had to go to that because this is breaking, and this is a big story. Hope you didn't get mad at me on hold for 5-6 minutes while I did that. But it had to happen. We have to cover this information. I mean, let me tell you, you know when people are acting suspicious, and they use military to kill the Davidians. It's like, well, they're a cult. They deserve it. See, that's how they do this, and now it's everywhere. And they're planning to use the military in local police uniforms to take out people. And this is so evil. It's so illegal. It's so off the charts. Now, let me do this now. I'm going to clear the phones out for military to call in about the Bin Laden fable. But you'll have to hold a little bit while Pachinik breaks it down, and then we'll do that. But the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But I want to shift gears as we go to break here, and I want to play this video of Luke Radowski, Obama Information Czar, confronted over banned conspiracy theories paper. This is a big, big deal. Claims to have no memory of saying free speech should be taxed. But then we have the links in our article and in the video to where he wrote papers for the University of Chicago and also Harvard just in 2008 before he got in, as the regulations are, saying this. Do we have that tape? Okay, let's go ahead and roll that right now. Here it is.
My name is Bill DeBerg from Brooklyn College. And I know you wrote many articles, but I think the most telling one about you is the 2008 one called Conspiracy Theories, where you openly advocated government agents infiltrate activist groups of non-loving truth and also stifle dissent online. I was wondering, why do you think it's the government's job, or why do you think the government should go after family members who have questions about 9/11, responders who are lied to about the air, survivors whose testimony commits, and also government whistleblowers that were gagged because they released information that contradicts the official story? Why do you think the government should do that?
I think, as Ricky said, I've written hundreds of articles, and I remember some and not others. That one I don't remember very well. I hope I didn't say that. But whatever was said in that article, my role in government is to oversee federal rulemaking in a way that is wholly disconnected from the vast majority of my academic writing, including that one. So,
I know that I was just asking because you may be the next Supreme Court Justice for Obama appoints you, and you did write those things, and that's why I'm going to bring them up to you.
So, and all I can say is there are a lot of things that I've written, I guess, and there are even more things I've said to have written. I may agree with some of the things I've written, but I'm not exactly sure. I focus on what my boss wants me to do.
Is it safe to say that you retract saying that conspiracy theorists should be banned or taxed for having an opinion online? Is it safe to say that?
I don't remember the article very well. No. I hope I didn't say either of those things.
But you did, and it's written. Do you retract them?
I'm focused on my job.
So you're not retracting that. Do you still believe that? Do you still believe that there's people shouldn't have freedom of speech?
Thanks so much. Yeah, I'm happy to talk about this, by the way. I can go on the record.
He's the man who wrote about it. So Cass, do you still believe in the Joseph Goebbels approach?
Please don't.
I'm asking a question.
I know, but you're...
I'm asking a question.
Just, you know.
It's a job of a journalist to ask.
I'm going to give a book.
Okay, go get your book.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains an all-natural ingredient that will safely boost your testosterone. You need healthy levels of testosterone to have a good mood and a positive energetic mind. Call now and you'll receive a free bottle of T-Gen with your order. 1-800-577-8644. 1-800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. So don't wait. Call now. Call 1-800-577-8644. That's 1-800-577-8644.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
By the way, we have a special guest tomorrow. I'm just going to leave it at that as a surprise, but a guest we've never had on the show before.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him Drunken Ira Hayes.
The guy's popping. in my ear on the microphone, but they never talk loud enough for me to be able to hear what they're saying. It's just kind of like I hear the mic open up, and then I'm... By the way, Steve Pachinik, which is just classic. He is such a character. He's like, I don't want to talk about a chicken farmer. I'm here to talk about Bin Laden, so have me on another time. I'm like, okay. He's like, this is big stuff. But then it is big that they've got troops confirmed running around in police uniforms. I know that's true. And I know they send them to people's houses they see that are high threat to take out the enemy. That's the American people. And that is about as big a news as it gets. And so I went into a whole rant about that. But we'll try to get Steve Pachinik on tomorrow or the next day. And I know Steve's listening. He's a great guy. He certainly is a character. And I wanted to get his breakdown on Bin Laden and take your calls on that subject. And I'm still going to do it. I want to hear from military who've been in Afghanistan. Do you buy the Bin Laden story? And do you like what Obama is doing with this story? The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. What did you think of part of the clip? The full video is up at Infowars.com. Obama information czar confronted over banned conspiracy theorist paper. He wrote this in 2008, wrote two of them. It's on record. He's talked about it before, but suddenly he's got amnesia. He won't retract it, but he won't say that he wrote it. That's part of the total disdain. That's like when one of the heads of the Hart-Rubin Commission, former Senator Gary Hart, gave speeches about it, but he also sent a letter to Ahmed Dinajid, I don't know, 5 years ago, and said, we'll stage terror attacks and blame it on you. Like the Gulf of Tonkin, the USS Maine, you better do what you're told. Don't think just because the American people aren't wanting to have war with you that we won't stage something. So We Are Change goes to one of his speeches, brings it up, says, your letter to Ahmed Dinajid of last year, this is years ago, it's in Truth Rising, the film I made, amazing video. You said this in this letter. He goes, no, I didn't. I don't. They go, yeah, we have it right here. I don't remember that. So they start reading it to him, and he goes, oh, that letter. And he starts sweating and freaking out. It's like, you're not supposed, and he publicly published this, but they're so used to the public not knowing how to tie their shoelaces, not knowing what country they're in, not knowing what government they're under, you're just having no idea about anything, that when you actually confront them, he's like, come on, Cass, here's your paper. You wrote it. You know about these papers. It's been an issue in the news. Should you be nominated to be the next Supreme Court justice when that vacancy comes up, you've absolutely got to respond to this. And Cass just smiles at him. It's like, listen, dog meat, I'm your God. I control reality. Remember the quote of Karl Rove? He's talking to the New York Times, Washington Post, and other reporters at the cocktail party. And they said, come on, you know there's no WMDs. You guys lied on purpose. And Rove goes, it doesn't matter. We control reality now. You will do what we say. I'll change it tomorrow. You'll be a good little doggy, and I'm paraphrasing, go read it. And I'll change that reality, and you'll follow it. I'm history's actor. We're history's actors. We're an empire now. Because we're an empire now, and you will dutifully do what you are told. You will dutifully do what you are told. You will dutifully do it. And they said, yeah, I guess we will. And he's like, that's right. We pay you, don't we? Now, step and fetch it, slave. And they want their kids to live in a world like that where, you know what? We'll tell you today it's up. We'll tell you tomorrow it's down. We'll tell you it's left when it's right. We'll tell you that sewage is apple pie. And you will do what you're told. Or you're a conspiracy theorist, which means you don't get establishment approval. And they said, okay. In fact, it took a couple years for that quote to come out. And then there was a debate about whether he said it, and then other writers said, yeah, we were there. He said it. I mean, imagine the chief advisor of the president. On paper, he wasn't. He was the assistant, but in reality, he was. Just going, you guys are nothing. You'll do whatever we tell you. We'll change something completely tomorrow, and you'll believe it. We control reality. And you know what? When you get the public, that's like O'Brien when he's torturing Winston in 1984. He says, you don't think our scientists can come up with mathematics to show that there is no gravity, but still have another set to have gravity to navigate ships and aircraft? You don't think we can't do that, Winston? We can, and we probably will. It's all about destroying reality, Winston. Now, I'm going to torture you some more, pal, till you get that straight to your little noggin. Because we control reality. And the general public's like, you bet. Karl Rove says jumping into a meat grinder is good for you. We'll do it. Because we like to be patted on the head by the mainstream media.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Okay, we got our phones loaded with airborne people, wife of Navy folks, Coast Guard, military people chiming in. We're about to talk to on Obama or Barry Sotero or whatever his name is this week, whatever citizenship he is this week, Kenyan, Indonesian. He says, you know, he killed bin Laden and threw him in the ocean, and that they were watching and commanding live feeds of the SEALs. Turns out they said, well, that isn't true. And yeah, that's a fake photo, but everything else is true. Yeah, the helicopter blew up, and then the rest of the SEALs blew up. But the SEALs were going to save Rangers. Oh, but they weren't going to save Rangers. But Pat Tillman was charging Al-Qaeda. Oh, actually, we had him killed. Oh, but Jessica Lynch was saving people. Oh, that was fake, too, and people died once they got back to the U.S. because they wouldn't go along with it. They got killed, assassinated. Oh, there's nothing going on. Then people say, well, why are you still alive, Alex? Because I'm a public figure. And because if they kill me, it will make a big issue out of it. But they might. And I'll tell you, I'm not looking forward to that. But this is Obama's reelection strategy. And he said he wouldn't spike the football, wouldn't use it. When you heard that, you knew it was a lie. Because we're the enemy. He works for the bankers. He wants to socialize things so that we're dependent on them. And then once we're dependent on the system, they can totally control us. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. And after we go to this first round, I am just poleaxed by the man talking about the military at Fort Stewart, which is one of the main brigade homeland centers, and talking about military in plain clothes raiding the chicken farmer who got killed. Because it all fit into place. People say it was Sheriff's Department outfits, but nobody else, but the Sheriff's Department said none of our deputies were there. And the sheriff says, we didn't do that. And then all the police deputies or police officers were off that day and looked totally freaked out. I mean, I've got articles here out of the Pilot newspaper, the official Virginia Pilot, there in Norfolk, where their own reporters were racially attacked by 100 black youths, and others are being attacked, and the police will not respond, and the newspaper wouldn't let them report it until the youth began to brag on Facebook about it. So, I mean, the media, talk about control, political correctness. It's more than just political correctness. It's total, like, CIA-level black ops, because they won't even report on racial attacks all over Norfolk, Virginia. And they won't report on the military that I've confirmed is in plain clothes raiding people's houses for decades, and now it's expanding. So I want to hear from military that's been part of this. I've interviewed people. I've seen the documents. I've gotten documents where the FBI goes, okay, here's your press release, and it's not. It's a secret document. And the FBI jumps in his car and drives off. Was it an accident? Was it on purpose? That is in my film. Police State 2, The Takeover. And those documents are online. And it says, this is restricted. Don't let the public see it. Fort Hood, will respond anywhere in Texas. We'll send helicopters, SWAT teams, warrant service. Within hours, you need us. The U.S. Army stands ready. They tell the public, oh, it's bomb disposal. No, it's not. That's the cover. And in another drill they did, I had the Army come up and say, turn your camera off. And I said, no, I'm not going to. And the guy started bowing up, and I said, do whatever you're going to do, man. This is what's happened in America. I mean, this is how far we've gotten. All right, I'm going to go to the military. We're going to go to Bob in Wisconsin, who was airborne in Afghanistan, then Aaron, a Minnesota National Guard, Stacy, Navy man's wife. As information, Patrick, Coast Guard in Texas, Steve, New Jersey, was an Army in Afghanistan. We'll go to all of you. And I'll try to shut up. This is just blowing me away. And it's not being reported. You're like, well, how can that happen? They won't allow racial attacks to be reported all over the country. I mean, it's bad. Let's go to Bob in Wisconsin first. Bob, you're on the air.
I was 3rd Brigade, 101st, 9/11. That morning, we watched it before I went to work. We never went back to work. And the funny thing they said to us that day was, pack your bags, we're going somewhere. We don't know where and we don't know when. Well, we ended up over there. And our 1st Battalion and 2nd Battalion were in Anaconda. Well, I got there towards the end of Anaconda, right when they were coming out of the battle. Well, I ended up going to Coast at Chapman Airfield. There's only two platoons of us, and we were working directly for the Special Forces. And the big joke was, we're going to get Bin Laden. And a lot of the SF guys would sit there and they'd look right at you, and they'd go, are you kidding? Oh, yeah, right. But they won't say nothing. But mostly we played with, the Haqqani faction. You're looking at, a lot of warlords on the border right there in the coast.
Sure, and it's all a fight over opium.
Yep, yep. I'm not. Now, you know, as early as I was there, it was a chess match. You'd sit there and play chess with the day, go on patrol at night. Now, that's early, 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 10 years ago. Now, with 40,000 guys there, when I was there, there's 3,000 of us. Now, I watched everything go over that border, left and right, every day of the week, and there is no control in that. You know, I just sit here and grit my teeth 10 years later, and I agree. That's why I listen to you. It's a joke. I walked across the street. I saw Bin Laden dead. I cried for the 10,000 guys that died over there because of it. You know, it ain't over.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe any of this?
I believe when I came home going through the TSA was a joke, you know, but you got your Special Operations Command that ain't subject to that. You know, it's a horse. It's scary. There's no oversight. You know, I'd come home.
Yeah, so you come back after supposedly fighting Al-Qaeda and they want to grab your genitals. Meanwhile, it's on the news that Al-Qaeda openly is supposedly the good guys now in Libya and all these places. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Steve in New Jersey, who was in the Army in Afghanistan. What's your take on the one-year anniversary of him being killed and thrown in the ocean?
Alex, greetings to you. How are you?
Good.
I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you. I mean, when you see how far we've degraded, you know, as a society, as America, as a principle, it really is just sad. I think for me, I having been home from Afghanistan, we started hearing the inklings that we're going somewhere, and it was Iraq. And I think after having been home, I didn't go to Iraq, but having been home and listening to the news stateside and having been on the other side of the fence in Afghanistan, when these weapons of mass destruction didn't show up, I think that's when I woke up, and I really started to wake up at least. And, you know, with the whole Pat Tillman death and the Jesse Lynch, like you mentioned, it really opened my eyes to, man, this is really a politicized war. I mean, I think it's sad, you know, when you know, it's funny. I often think of the lyrics from the Black Sabbath song, War Pigs, using people as pawns in chess. And I get angry. I get mad as hell. And it really, to think that I was essentially, myself and my comrades refused to forward these political agendas, which have absolutely nothing to do with national.
And by the time you figure it out, they've always got a new crop to breathe to you, to be given experimental shots, and to be tested on, and now to have the death benefits stolen. And in America, you're supposed to just put a flag out front of your house, bow down to the government, and that's patriotism. Well, if that's patriotism, I don't want any part of it. Talking to your buddies from the military, are any of them buying this Bin Laden thing?
Well, it's funny. I have. I was an MP when I was in the Army, so you know, we tend to be the redheaded stepchildren of the Army. But so a buddy of mine decided, you know what, I want to go the Special Forces route. And you know, when Bin Laden was killed, you know, he and I openly had a conversation. I said to him, "Look, you know, doesn't it seem a little fishy that this has been so nicely, you know, gift wrapped and swept under a rug, so to speak? Well, you know, it does seem a little fishy, but the intel, you know, I have access to the CIPRNet, so the intel I read is different from what you guys read."
Yeah, but that's where the greatest propaganda is inside those secret news chains where they can get away with more ridiculous lies. It's like everybody I know in the military was the fake Bin Laden photo. And then they say, I saw a secret one. And I go, really, is this it? I go, that's a fake one. And they never want to admit they got duped. The worst brainwashing is within those compartments. Because, see, when it has to go public, it can get debunked. When they keep it chambered, I mean, it's well known that the biggest brainwashing goes on inside the military.
You know, and because of the way that line of communication is secured, there's no way to tell whether it's true or not. You have to take it at face value and assume it's accurate. You know,
here's an example. One time I was at a land rights rally at the Capitol. No, it wasn't the Capitol. It was at the police station or down by the old City Hall. The point is, I was walking back from my car and heard the police on their radios going, it's an extremist group. It's Republic of Texas. They're here trying to cause trouble. And we weren't Republic of Texas. They just made that up and just fed it to the cops to, like, you know, say these are bad guys. I'm not saying Republic of Texas is bad. My point is that they just throw labels on. So just because it came down the radio, that doesn't mean, or just because you're in an internal group, that you're being given the truth, is my point.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Now, unfortunately, I think a lot of these guys are still drinking the Kool-Aid, you know, in terms of we're here for America and defending our freedom. But I think they're just naive to what's actually happening. You know, to me, the fact that his body was so neatly dumped over the side of a boat and, you know, is never going to be seen from again, it's fishy. I just don't get it. Like, to me, it's screaming that there's much more to it than what we're being told.
But what about them changing the story? There was no video feed. The Situation Room's photos fake. He didn't do a firefight. He didn't use his wife as a shield. The helicopter with the SEALs getting on it blew up. I appreciate your call. God bless you, sir. Let's go to, we've got Minnesota National Guard, Infantry, Army. Let's talk to Stacy, who's a Navy man's wife, with information. Stacy, what info do you have for us on the 1 year anniversary of the slaying of the dragon by Obama? I mean, the slaying of the goblin. I mean, the slaying of the devil. I mean, the slaying of the Easter Bunny. I mean, Bin Laden. What do you think about this?
Hi, Alex. Well, I can tell you one thing for sure. My husband recently returned from being deployed to Afghanistan. And no, he does not believe that we killed Bin Laden over there in the raid. And, you know, he thinks the whole thing was just completely made up. And obviously we've been given no evidence whatsoever to prove it in any way, shape, or form. So no, he doesn't believe that. But there's something else I can tell you about that he experienced while he was on his deployment in Afghanistan. And that is the fact that the idea of 9/11 being an inside job was openly discussed amongst the troops while they were there, and that this happened with him, even with men of much, much lower rank, that, you know, I thought that really said something, that they were comfortable enough to talk about that with him in particular, to, you know, openly discuss that idea that 9/11 was an inside job. I thought that was a pretty good sign of, you know, where the military stands in terms of what the troops really believe and, you know, how our troops feel about this war.
And see, what they're doing is they're filtering out people that aren't smart or aren't sophisticated to be this brigade homeland. For years, they just filter them out, make them police, or keep them in domestic military formations for war with the people. Because the vast majority of the military, I mean, I've never really done this in the last few years because I've always seen it as a threat because it's under globalist control, but more and more, the statistics show it, the numbers, what I see, the military is more awake than any other group across the board.
There's one other thing I can tell you also, and this just happened in the last week or so. We actually have a couple of battalions at our base that are being redeployed that just got back. And so this is quite a shock, obviously, to these guys because they just recently got home. And they've been given almost no notice. This is a very unusual thing. So, you know, I don't know what what it was Obama said about, oh, he's supposed to be pulling troops out of Afghanistan, when apparently they're turning right around and sending a couple of battalions back out again.
Well, that's a black op military tactic. You're charging the Davidian compound, ramming it with tanks, machine gunning. You say, come out, we're not firing, come out with your hands up. You're going to sign the NDAA? You say you're not. You're going to sign CISPA? You say you're not. You say you won't use the killing of Bin Laden as a spike the football campaign a year ago? Of course he's using it. They lie even when the truth serves because you need to be fed a diet of lies. It is a system in psychological warfare they talk about of creating an entire false reality, a fog of lies, until people finally just disengage. So of course they're sending more troops in while saying they're pulling them out. Because I'll tell you, the globalists just want to sit on top that $500 billion a year in opium and menace and make everybody angry at us and demonize America and chew up our troops and no-bid contracts. And so the Afghans want that smack money. This is a fight over drugs, just like in Mexico. And it's not about politics, religion, any of it. They want the goods. They want the money. And so the United States is starting to lose. See, the so-called U.S. wanted to sit in Southeast Asia and get all the smack money again. Back then, 90% was produced there, not in Afghanistan. So they just moved there. And they got finally run out over the goody gumdrop stuff because the troops figured out this was about opium. It was about heroin. Well, now it's the same thing there. And so the war is being lost, and the drug-dealing bankers are like, my gosh, if we start a bigger war with Pakistan, we want our drug money. You know, we're not going to just have this crop delivered to somebody else or let the Pakistanis or the Ruskies have it. I mean, is your husband concerned about all the opium being grown?
Well, I mean, he's aware of it, obviously. In his particular job while he was over there, he didn't get to witness that much of that type of activity going on, but he was aware of it. But, yeah, I mean, the reasons why we're there are not the reasons why we're there.
Well, I mean, from every analyst I've seen, the globalists using our military are starting to lose the war. I mean, is that what your husband's telling you?
Oh, yeah. He believes we shouldn't be there at all, and it's just, you know, we shouldn't have gone in the first place, and it's long been past time to go.
Yeah. And look, all the propaganda in the world's not going to stop those Taliban from wanting their heroin money. And so, just like Alexander the Great and everybody else, the United States will be thrown out of Afghanistan. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
It's on record what the system does. It takes our best soldiers and deploys them 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times, knowing that it's going to wreck psychologically more than 30% of them. World War I, World War II, they would not make you serve more than one tour. My grandfather only had to fly 22 missions over Europe and never wanted to talk about it and told everybody he was a cook in the Army Air Corps. And he was after his 20-something missions. He was made the head cook, you know, over a group. But after, of course, he died and years later dig into his stuff. So you know, these soldiers, it's not fun. I mean, the old-timers I knew never wanted to talk about World War II. 1 year. I mean, some of them volunteered to go longer. 1 year overseas. Imagine year after year after year after year after year. And then they put them on Prozac, like that Bales sergeant. And they're going to put him in prison. And I'm not saying what he did. What do you do when somebody's on a psychotropic drug and been in four tours and had part of their foot blown off and says, I don't want to go back? Oh, let's just send you right back over there then. I mean, it's the drugs that are doing this. And it's a time bomb. You know, the government says the troops are the number one threat in terrorism. They're not saying number one threat going postal. There is that problem because a small percentage will. But you got a small percentage of millions of people that have been in these different tours of the last decade. There's a couple million that have been in and out. It is a time bomb. By the way, it's a time bomb for police and others because the police have got post-traumatic stress disorder, most of them veterans. The veterans they're pulling over just had a bad day at work or a bad day with the wife. Time bomb. But the government's not talking about that. It's saying, no, they're going to be terrorists. And the number one threat is troops detonating improvised explosive devices. That's what they teach in the public manuals. We broke it back when it was still secret. Every police department's trained that you will, I can open the phones up to police. They'll call in and tell you. You will face veterans with bombs. And I guess when they start hyping it up enough and do a few, they'll put the idea in people's heads. There might actually be some real ones. See, I've also studied the psychological warfare system. The globalists are able to hype things and then actually prime the pump and do a few of their own terror attacks and then actually get some copycatters. Kind of like school shootings. You advertise it enough, talk about it. What do you do when you're upset about your life? You're 14. Well, get daddy's shotgun and shoot some people. Just like death education starting federally in the early 90s, massively. There's mainline, you know, ABC News even reported on this. Massive increases in people committing suicide. Yeah, you think 12-year-old girls are thinking about how to commit suicide until it becomes a big drama queen thing? And let us show you in the death education class how to commit suicide. That's what they've shown with sexual education. It's one thing if we're doing it to people, you know, 13, 14, 15, and just giving them the facts in health class. And, hey, here's some diseases. You better look out. But no, when they start teaching 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, those kids were never even thinking about sex. Now it's in their mind. Now it's in their mind. And it's the same thing. Just like police will tell you when some nut jumps off a famous building, they know to station people in the next few days because other people are going to see it in the news and go, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. That's how this works. And all these movies and stuff about how right-wingers are going to kill cops and hyping it, that's putting it in people's minds. I want to come back and go to, this has been holding the longest here, Aaron in Nevada, Minnesota National Guard. Then we're going to go to other military people that are holding. Michael on the East Coast says he's CIA. Well, that's pretty common nowadays, might be. 800-259-9231. The next hour is only 60 seconds away. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.